Missouri Net News is presented by State Technical College of Missouri. State Tech offers over 35 unique program choices. Visit statetechmo.edu to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. Six of Governor Nixon's vetoes have been upheld, Elisa Nelson reports.
Of the 20 bills vetoed this year by Governor Nixon, seven have been sustained. The legislature's annual veto session was held Wednesday at the Missouri Capitol. The bills that won't become law include one that would have allowed the State Transportation Department to create a testing program for semi-automated long-haul trucks. State lawmakers also failed to override a bill that would have exempted some businesses from being required to check if job applicants are authorized to work in the U.S. A measure by Senator Mike Parson would have changed the standard for who is considered an expert witness in a courtroom. Other vetoes sustained involve court evidence for medical expenses, Department of Social Services appropriations, conflict of interest protections for county commissioners, electronic financial reporting through the Missouri Ethics Commission, and proposed fee changes at license offices. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Among Governor Nixon's vetoes overridden by the legislature is a bill that would change the makeup of the Missouri Clean Water Commission. Excello GOP State Representative Tim Remley's bill says no more than four members of the public should be on the commission.
Through experience, the citizen members of the Missouri Clean Water Commission have demonstrated an inability to understand and appreciate the capabilities and limitations on industry, mining, and agriculture sectors. This has resulted in poor public policy being set by a majority of commissioners who have not fulfilled their statutory duty.
Democrats criticized the bill, saying the change never received a public hearing. Governor Nixon warns the bill will shift the power on the commission to regulated interests. Missouri lawmakers have overridden a veto of a sweeping gun measure which allows people to carry a concealed weapon without training or a permit. The bill also expands individual rights of protection with firearms in public and private places. Democrat Jason Holzman claims the measure will intensify gun violence in urban areas such as his district in Kansas City.
Our prosecutors and our police officers and our mayor and our city council have to deal with when 100 people a year get killed by gun violence.
The measure lets house guests use deadly force against intruders. It also includes a stand your ground provision, which lets people use deadly force in self-defense without retreating. The state health department's confirmed two new cases of Zika found in Missouri residents. One pregnant and one non-pregnant woman contracted the virus. Both had been to areas where Zika is being transmitted locally, specifically Mexico and Nicaragua. The total number of travel-related cases found in the state is now 29. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.